So I add a question to this, you know. This is some kind of something that I've seen among my students. They were talking about sometimes the problem that rises up in the relationship. So I was kind of framing it for them, okay?
So like, for example, there are situations where you always feel you're being attacked by this person. However good you are, you back when you don't try not to go. But then there are certain moments that you cannot stand at all. It's too much there, you know, this one. Yeah, I have to protect myself, you know. And then you just have to, you know, have a big fight, you know. And then, of course, brings no resolution, but, you know, it's more turmoil. That continues.
That time probably, maybe most of the important thing is first calm down. First calm down, really. That is the first important. Where you these wisdoms and these very witty things come, always you are. You put yourself in a quite calm situation, then you have a lot of good ideas is coming.
You see, basically, if you calm down, normally when you have like insight and wisdom comes, it's normally when you're like calm and rest, then they come, you see. Yeah, calm normally. So just calm down first, calm down, you know. You're like cool it, you know, first. Yeah.
Always you are intent, then you already have some wisdom, but these wisdoms disappeared. Doesn't like you. You always treat him very.
Then he becomes very kind of like turbulent. You become very fiery, you know.
For example, maybe I say my kind of experience, not a good experience, but it is experience. When I was in 1967.
Around 1967.
That time in China, that's a classic struggle.
The Cultural Revolution.
Yes.
During the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah. Then that time. Yeah, quite a lot of people, like me, there is some from this religious leader, some of them noble class, some of them also called this tribe as chiefs.
Tribal chiefs.
That should accept this re-education. Then also kind of have quite hard labor. Then that time I was quite young and also very
I was also quite fiery.
Yeah, that's right. Then certainly I was don't know. Also, my eyes was very, very high. Short sight.
Short. He was very short sight.
Yeah. Then you go to this field.
Field.
Then you do.
First, what he doesn't see properly. He's not able to separate between harvest but the bad weeds. He's not able to see that. Sometimes you take the grass out and he cut out. It's actually good, you know. And so I used to get a lot of scolding. by the farmers.
That's
something, it's a little bit bearable, not too bad. And then the worst thing is that, you know, when we incite, even the lamas to each other, we have to criticize and find fault to each other.
Yeah. Then always criticize you.
Criticize you.
Even you didn't do anything wrong. Then also, you did that, you did. Then I was very, very angry.
Yeah.
Then among that, certainly, my mouth is quite sharp.
Yeah.
Then we fight, certainly. Look like I win.
Yeah.
By why? My mouth is very sharp. They can't say back me.
Argue back with him.
But he was very, very angry.
Yeah.
Then they always use their something. Then trace. That kind of channel, my name,
So even though he wins, then they will do all the thing to suppress him, you know. Maybe sometimes beat him, but also other way they find very deep ways to argue, find fault, more and more, you know. Yeah, more and more.
So, but you see, even though seeming you're winning, but they, even though you, because you've got a, he's quite sharp-tongued, he can just argue like a win, but actually then they hold really grudge against you. And even though you win verbally, but then they just try to bring you down really again and again, press you down. Sometimes they even beat you, but more through words, slowly they hold, they find every opportunity to just to bring you down.
First, there was a lot of anger came. But then at the same time, I used to think, you know, reflect. So that we have to think that, well, I've been extremely fortunate to have met such great masters who are really Buddha in the flesh, really. And even though I'm not able to practice them, I receive extraordinary profound instructions from them and also receive Lojong teachings from them. But yet, somehow I'm not able to look after myself, you know, Dagpo Japo, take care of myself with my mind, this my mind. And what is this? He used to reflect on that.
Sometimes I think, what's wrong with me? I really think about it. Then I kind of somehow I realized, okay, these people also wanted to be there happy. They also very nervous. They wanted to have something good thing. Then they just fight with me. But that's the reason is they and me, everything is the same. I why I fight with them. Then I think, now this is the time. We changed this position. I think if I were him or she, then certainly that's the same. I also very much protect myself and wanted to criticize or maybe sacrifice others.
That is.
That's really, I think so. Then I think, okay, in that case, maybe I first change my mental attitude, and then watch what they say. I say, okay. And then I never fight back. After that, then this situation is getting better and better. Myself also, I kind of happy, not the, as before, the same as before. I'm quite happy. Then maybe my mental attitude worked so much. Then also I feel, oh, they are quite used to go on that which
He began to appear, they also begin to appear to be more pleasant, you know. Didn't look like kind of the horrible people that he used to see them as before. And then the whole connection became very good, you know. Whole change, like a very, very connection became good.
But certainly that's not really good tonglin and good practice. But anyway, it works.
It works.
Yeah.
Very good. He's also very much, he's very humble as he's saying that he's not doing tonglin practice. But anyway, because he was doing a little bit tonglin practice anyway. Yeah. So it works very good.